Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Man, this week, I have to admit, has flown by so fast. It is unbelievable. Mark Walters out today. He's traveling. From the last I've heard, he's been stuck in an airport for a couple of hours as he's flying out doing his thing that Mark, he kind of, I'm going to call it the Mark Walter-isms, where he just goes off and does his thing because he's a super busy guy. So today you have yours truly, Andy Hoosier. It's always an honor to fill in for Mark during the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I love doing it every opportunity that I get. A little bit more of a unique discussion with the Second Amendment issues rather than just the generalized political issues flavor of the day, which seems to be the ad nauseum thing going on today. I mean, how many, show of hands, how many people are sick and tired of hearing about COVID, are hearing about Afghanistan, are hearing about the $3.5 trillion federal budget and other ridiculous, stupid issues? After a while, you get kind of burnt out on that stuff. But 2A, man, I tell you what, there's always something to go on there. You can find Mark online at armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.org. Also, his news site, armedamericannews.org as well, as a lot of people checking that out. I know that's growing like a weed. You can always find me, Andy Hoosier, on the social media at Hoosier Reason with the handle. Also on the website at HoosierReason.com. As usual, broadcasting out of the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holster microphone, all of it. And that nice little package presented by X Insurance. Go and check those guys out as well. We're going to have some fun today as we have a lot to talk about. I don't know if you're aware or not, there was a shooting in Germany just a few days ago. What does that actually mean? And what do their gun laws look like in the nation of Germany? I don't know if you remember or not, there was this incident a few years back where it was kind of bad. So after that, they kind of locked down the gun rights in that nation. And they slowly tried to reopen them a little bit, but not a whole lot. So we'll talk about that coming up throughout the program. Plus, there's a blog out there, because, you know, the left wingers, they do nothing more than just sit, you know, behind the computer in their mom's basement talking about how they know how the world turns. And they're sitting on their own personal blogs, which is really kind of cute and fun to watch sometimes. But there's a blog where they feel like they've been able to shut down the pro Second Amendment advocates in the nation when it comes to the philosophical discussion. Do you have the right to defend yourself? So we'll have some fun with that a little bit later as well. As I was getting ready for the show, I didn't even include this into the show prep today, getting prepared. But as I was going in, I looked at the headlines just to quickly look and see if there's any breaking news today. And I saw a new report that's the headline on the gunfeed.com website right now, where they say there are 1.67 million defensive guns used annually. I know. Let me repeat that again. As of last year, there are 1.67 million defensive gun incidents each year. That's crazy. Now, the big question, why in the world do we not hear that in the mainstream media? So we'll jump into that story a little bit later on the program. But while that's lingering over us as a headline of nearly 2 million defensive gun incidences used, you know, bad guys trying to do bad things, good guys using a good gun to stop the bad guy in their tracks, not getting any type of media reports, you hear the news of a guy coming back into the news headlines where he thinks he's going to change the world. And Greg, I want your input on this in just a second, because you live in Texas, with where you're based out of. Here's the headline from the libertyparkpress.com. The man, the myth, the not so much of a legend, but pretends he is a legend, Beto O'Rourke, who's obviously the Hispanic Irishman, who's Robert O'Rourke, who's changed his name to a Hispanic name to try and be cool and hip in the state of Texas, is preparing for his gubernatorial run in the state of Texas. I know. Now, before we talk about whether he has a chance to win the governor's race in the state of Texas or not, let's think about this for a second, shall we? If you remember all the way back when, he tried to run for president and he failed miserably. One of the few very first candidates that dropped out of the race because he got nothing more than a 2 to 3% support from the Democrat Party. He didn't even have support in the state of Texas. Then he thought he was super hip and cool to try and run against Ted Cruz in the Senate and got completely obliterated in that race from Ted Cruz. I guess not obliterated. I mean, it was like a 60-40 vote, but still, that's usually common for an election like that, to where the progressive radicals think they're cool and that they actually have a majority, and then kind of get shocked and awed a little bit when they end up losing that race. But that's a pretty wide margin for a Senate race as well. But now he thinks again that he's hip and cool and retro running for the governor's race in the state of Texas. Now, let's look at his platform again, shall we? When it comes to the Second Amendment issues, he was one of the crazy wild radicals, obviously, where he made that comment of, hell yes, I'm going to take your ARs because I really, really don't like you. So I'm going to take your AR-15s and your semi-automatic rifles and your military style rifles and all this other garbage that he goes after. Yeah, that's Beto O'Rourke. Now, I guess there's a couple things that we can analyze here. Number one, it really shows, to me at least, that the Democrats have not too many stand-up people to try and represent the Democrat Party in the state of Texas, or really nationwide. They're kind of running the bottom of the barrel right now. There's no new lifebloods in there. If you remember, what was it, back a year, 2 years ago, was it? And the Kennedy, the new Kennedy that's on the East Coast that's in Congress right now, and he did Donald Trump's State of the Union rebuttal for the Democrat side. He was trying to be the cool new hip thing, and that didn't work out too well because obviously he's a Kennedy, so it's really nothing fresh there. When some new progressives tried to reemerge from the Democrat Party nationwide, it didn't fare well for them either because the old guard refuses to lose their power. And when the old guard refuses to lose their power because they're angry and bitter and old, like, you know, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and all the other Democrat hacks on the other side of the aisle, then they shut down anybody that tries to do anything new, which is why there's the big clash between Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, in the state of Texas, you would think maybe the guy that lost the presidential run, the guy that lost the Senate run, maybe, just maybe, we shouldn't support him as the Democrat candidate to run for the gubernatorial race in Texas, because maybe we should try somebody different. I don't know. That's a concept that I thought some people would actually have that has some form of common sense, but yet they're running, again, Beto O'Rourke. So the well's a little dry on the Democrat side to try and actually fill that seat, especially when you're running up against a Republican candidate like, I don't know, Alan West, who's kind of a badass. I'm just throwing it out there. Number two, this is the false sense of security and the false sense of the political realm with the radical left-wing loonies that are trying to hype up some crazy extreme progressive agendas in places where they shouldn't be. Nationwide, Democrat radical progressives, like the far left progressives, are spending near $2 to $3 million nationwide in swing districts for Republicans right now as we go into the midterm elections next year, trying to call them out for not supporting the near $5 trillion spending packages that are going on in D.C. right now. This is kind of the same mentality that we have with the radical progressives supporting Beto O'Rourke, thinking that we're going to go from a Republican state in Texas to a radical left progressive state with Beto O'Rourke, where you're going to try and take away Second Amendment firearms in Texas. In Texas. Now, again, Greg, jump in here for a second. Am I off kilter here? You live in Texas, obviously. I don't live in Texas. I live a few states north of Texas and Kansas. But I would assume in the I'm from Texas mentality, where you essentially hand out a firearm every time you go into a liquor store to purchase a bottle of whiskey, because that's the American way, where you say everything's bigger in Texas. And there's a lot, obviously there's some blue districts, but there's a lot of very strong red deep areas in there that love their firearms in the state of Texas. Are they going to go for a Beto O'Rourke radical left agenda where they're going to say, you know, maybe we'll take away our guns in one of the most pro freedom states in the entire nation?
Well, here's the problem. A lot of people do not like Beto here. A lot of ignorant people do like Beto here. The major cities that are currently under audit investigation, we've got 13 counties that are currently being audited from the last election to see what kind of shenanigans went on, like happened in many other states. If this isn't resolved, then, I mean, dude, anything can happen. I'm not going to lie. It was really close. A lot of people don't remember the numbers between Cruz and Robert Francis, but they were actually a lot closer than a lot of people think they were. I mean, I personally don't know anybody that likes Beto, but I see Beto stickers right next to Biden stickers driving around here. So, you know, in the major metroplexes, yeah, the blue areas, you know, Dallas County, Harris County, Bexar County, Travis County, stuff like that, where all the major cities are, those are blue counties. And they have a majority of the populace. But, I mean, could he do it statewide? I don't believe so, but I think it would be close enough to scare you.
It would be close. That's interesting. We'll talk some more about that when we take a break here. I know we have to in just a second. But real quickly, the Ted Cruz Beto O'Rourke election, 50.9 to 48.3, about a 200,000 vote difference between those two. That's interesting. We'll speculate on that when we come back here. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. We have a lot to get to today on a Thursday. Stay here.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light, at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit mypillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Indeed, thanks for hanging out today. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. You can find him at armedamericanradio.org. You can find me at HoosierReason.com. Also, now, because of Mark not doing the show, he doesn't have the live stream on Facebook and on the OpsLens app right now, but there is a conversation going on Telegram, which I have a Telegram account. I don't know anything about Telegram, but apparently there's a joint conversation going on for the show today. So that's awesome.
Yes.
And it sounds like a lot of people on there checking that out. So that's cool. Glad everybody's on and chatting there. I'll kind of monitor that. If there's any comments or questions, you can reach out there and I'll try to answer and have some fun with that conversation as well. Greg, do you use Telegram as well? I don't know. I have it, but I've never used it. It's like a direct message, kind of like a Facebook message thing, right?
It's a similar messaging service. I created the group for Armed American Radio. So real quick, shameless plug, Armed American Radio Conversations. If you want to hop into the Telegram group, same name for the Facebook group as well. So if you want to go in and join there, I'm admin at both. But yeah, it's basically a messaging service that is not of the big censorship apps like Instagram and like Facebook and YouTube and all those, so we can all pretty much chat. But the good thing about Telegram is, and just a little off topic, if you want to follow anything going on with the audits, there are groups for just about every single state that is doing a 2020 election audit that is on Telegram that will allow you to be able to follow. And if it's in your state, maybe you can contribute, whether it's helping with research or helping with calling your representatives or something to that effect.
How cool. I had no idea. And the only thing I use Telegram for is I have a lot of listeners that just send me articles and links to stories and stuff that I sometimes look through for show prep. And but other than that, I've never actually chatted or done anything on there. So that's kind of neat. And you can get some great information.
Yeah.
I'm monitoring right now. So that's cool. Kind of watching everybody chat on that one. So really neat. So you can find Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio Conversation on all the social media there to chat and connect with the great community on that one. As we kind of wrapped up the conversation in that last segment, Ted Cruz, Beto O'Rourke, that election was, as you mentioned, a little bit tighter, Greg, that 50.9 to 48.3, so a little bit tighter on that one. Beto, thinking he's got a chance to do his whole gubernatorial race now, which I'm curious on now. I'm a little more piqued to this interest. I mean, obviously not one to walk away from just getting demolished in that last election, but at the same time, Beto's such a radical progressive nut. My curiosity is if it was that close. Now I have to bring into account the number one, the HR4 bill. This kind of the new HR1 revised election centralization bill at the federal level. And then at the same time, all the illegal immigrants coming into the country that are being just sent all over the state of Texas. Is that going to push that brink over to swing that state blue just by a slim margin? Is Beto going to be that first progressive radical nut to become governor of Texas and start changing the way that Texas is and why everybody loves the state of Texas? Now I'm a little concerned.
I am too. I'm feeling the same way. And here's my problem. So I like Alan West. I know Alan West. He used to come in and do a show here on Sunday evenings that I used to run many years ago, and I would go let him in the door. We'd talk all the way up, and while he was waiting to go in and do the show, he's a great guy. He's really nice. I respect his service. I don't think he's qualified. I've heard him speak on a few things, and I just was not impressed. And it has nothing to do with the recent reason while he was in the news. But again, I like the guy. I just don't think he's qualified. I think Greg Abbott is more qualified to resume leadership because of the way that he ascended to the governorship, which he was at one point lieutenant governor. And then before that, I believe he had another role that was like attorney general or something like that. So I like Greg Abbott more, even though there were some ways that he handled the pandemic, the plandemic, He could have handled this a little differently, but like a lot of people within this, they believe the hype in the initial days. And as time went on, it started to wear thin and see that we were being played, to say. So I would much rather keep Greg Abbott and not have a bunch of votes siphoned off over to Alan West in order to allow for Beto to skate in. I don't want to see that happen. And I am happy with the leadership currently as we have it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard a lot of people really enjoy Greg Abbott. So now the next question is, let's just say worst case scenario, Beto O'Rourke becomes governor of Texas, God forbid. Let's talk about the ramifications that would have on Second Amendment issues. This is the guy that literally said, hell yes, I'm going to take away your AR-15s.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
Yeah, exactly. He's a radical in that sense. He's a complete loon in not understanding Second Amendment issues in any way, shape, or form. And he was actually supposed to be in the realm of the Biden administration to be the Second Amendment czar in some way, shape, or form to go after that. So now we have a progressive kook. I'm coming up with new names as we speak on this every time because he's a freaking crazy wackadoodle. Mm-hmm. But so coming in, wanting to strip away Second Amendment rights in a state that is in the top five in the nation for the pro-Second Amendment issue. We have people that love the Second Amendment in the state of Texas. It's the last good old boy state, I think, other than a few states, obviously Kansas, where I'm at, number, you know, in the top five as well. We have Arizona that has some great laws as well. Oklahoma does great. So this entire region around Texas does well, too. But Texas is kind of the heartland of what people talk about when we talk about freedom. And for that, the ramifications that he could do, the implications on the Second Amendment, I think would be more devastating than really anything else that he would try and do as governor in the state of Texas.
Absolutely. And we have 26 congressional seats. So that would also give the House of Representatives on the federal level that many more opportunities to have blue Congress critters up there versus what we currently have, because we have a lot of great representatives. You know, Chip Roy is an amazing representative. I enjoy listening to him and Ted Cruz talk about issues within the houses of Congress. But the thing of it is, again, I have to go back to election integrity. We have to get our election integrity set right to where we can trust the vote and we believe the vote and that it cannot be manipulated. And having watched the House convene and to have their special session on the voter integrity law this last special session, not the one that's currently underway, I watched all of the representatives from Houston and San Antonio area try to finagle their way and reword every little question they could to find a loophole in order to finagle votes, in order to manufacture blue wins where there would not normally be blue wins. So we have to do something about these criminal Congress critters that are sitting in seats of House of Congress within the states and on the federal level. We have to do something about these people and their ability to manufacture and manipulate voting laws in order to get the outcome that they want, not the outcome that the people desire.
Yeah, well, there's definitely the algorithm issues that is a concern, plus all the immigrants that are flooding in, the amnesty thing. And I'm telling you, elected officials, you need to be calling them daily or weekly right now on this H.R. 4 bill, because the H.R. 1 centralization voting law bill was bad enough. Then we have this one coming up that's H.R. 4, kind of a watered down version of the same thing, to where any state that tries to change any election law in any way, shape or form would have to get approval from the federal government in order to do so. A blatant violation of constitutional rights by the states, a blatant violation of the 10th Amendment, because all the U.S. Constitution says for voting laws is that you must be a citizen, and then it's up to the states to decide on how they want to verify you to be a citizen with those statewide laws. And with the push from Kansas with voter ID laws and Georgia with their laws they're trying to change, and Arizona doing the audits and Texas pushing some voting laws, that's what's got them scared, because they have a potential to swing this entire nation. Got a lot to get to right around the bottom of the hour break here. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in today. Stay right here.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Indeed, Defender Coffee, definitely something I need today. It's been a fun day today, a Thursday. I can't believe it. This week has flown right on by. I think it's one of the faster weeks that I've seen in a long time, as had a couple of vacation days over the last few weeks. And I thought this week would be kind of extended to feeling the grunt of getting back into the motion of things. But heck no, it's been flying right on by, and having fun doing it. Welcome in. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. You can visit him, armedamericanradio.org. Find all his info. Find all of the great partners that work with him on this program, as we are on the gunbroker.com the Crossbreed holster microphone in the GunBroker.com studio. All of it presented by X Insurance, and they have some great custom packages for you for all of your insurance needs. Go and check those guys out. I love it. It's awesome with all the partners that he has on this program. All right, I want to shift gears a little bit away from Texas. And again, everybody in Texas, stay vigilant. I saw coming in that Telegram conversation that you can't rely on your past to keep you who you are. And that's absolutely true. You can't just say, well, we're from Texas and it's never going to change. That's because that's obviously not the case. You have a lot of blue districts that continue to grow and things get worse down there by the minute. So stay vigilant. Stay active and make sure that everybody's going out and voting to make sure that you keep that a deep red state, because we need you. We need you. If Texas falls and it's game over across the entire nation, you guys are the front line on the political front with shifting of the paradigm of politics across this nation, with Texas being what it is. I mean, Kansas has been struggling with that for years. We're a red state, but we have a Democrat governor right now, and you should see the mess that we're in here. In my state, Arizona, same thing. Do you realize all the hack moderate Republicans that come out of Arizona? I love Arizona, but that was the state of John McCain. That was the state of Jeff Flake. These moderate, wishy-washy weirdos on the Republican side that just vote Democrat half the time while claiming that they're Republican. The state level, you guys do awesome. At the federal level, sometimes need some help. Just kind of throwing it out there. Oklahoma, you're pretty solid right now as well. Colorado, obviously, has just gone to the wayside. So we need some help on that front. But Texas, you got a lot of electoral college votes. Don't mess that one up and start changing blue just because you got a little complacent, which has been always, by the way, the Republicans' Achilles heel is just getting complacent and thinking that we're going to do well. So I want to shift gears, though, outside of the country. If you want to see what's happening internally within the U.S., sometimes you need an outside perspective, looking at it from the third party at times and just looking from that 30,000 foot view. And I want to take you all the way across the big pond over to Germany. And yes, yeah, I know the angry Germans. I'm telling you, I can say that because I'm part German. No, I'm not culturally appropriating or saying anything bad because I am one. So therefore you can't. Here's the headline from DW.com. A 20-year-old clerk was shot after asking a customer to wear a face mask in Germany. The suspected shooter said he was stressed out by the coronavirus measures. I don't want to read any more of that. I just want to keep it right there for a second. Gas station employee killed over a face mask. Killed because they were stressed out about coronavirus things. I have to admit, I never in my lifetime thought the major dividing factor in this, in not just the nation, but in the entire world, that would cause people to go to the brink would be masks and vaccines. I thought it would be taxes. I thought it would be the control by the government, which I guess that is to an extent, but not to this topic. I thought it would be tax issues. I thought it would be racial issues, unfortunately, because they never seem to go away with the stupid identity politics. I thought it would be, I don't know, gun issues, taking away the guns, where people would finally rise up and say, it ain't going to fly anymore. But no, the dividing factor causing the tear in the fabric of society all over the globe right now is COVID. To me, that just boggles my mind. I don't understand that concept, but that's where we're at in today's world, where we have face masks, we have the coronavirus issues, we have the vaccine mandates. Obviously, they've been pushing the vaccine really hard over in Europe. We're trying to push it hard here in this nation. And as the Biden administration says he's getting more frustrated with us, we say, and more of us are pushing back. For those that don't know, I don't know if whether Mark's been vaccinated or not. I don't really care because it's up to everybody's individual desire to get vaccinated or not. I have not gotten vaccinated. And I will not get vaccinated. I refuse to. I don't care if they kick me out and I have to live out in the woods in a little hippie commune. I will not be vaccinated. I'm just not going to do it. If I get cut off completely from society, I will build a cabin in the woods and I will broadcast live from there and talk about how I'm living happily without the vaccine. I'm just not going to do it. It's my personal choice. I'm taking my other preventative health measures by eating healthy and doing the vitamin thing and the proper diet and exercise. And I'm doing my thing. And if people don't like it, I don't really care. If people want to get vaccinated, that's all the power to you. And the more they push me to force me to do it, the more I'm going to push back and say, absolutely not. I've said it many times. I would have way more respect for them if they would just say, yes, we encourage you to, but here's the other alternatives for you as well. I don't want to go down a vaccine tirade, but that's where I stand with this. It's just weird how that's the divisiveness to the point where now we're getting frustrated and shooting people because a clerk at a store asked him to wear a face mask in their store. What happened at the gas station? According to DW.com, the man is said to have entered the gas station to make a purchase without wearing a face mask, and the 20-year-old employee asked him to comply with the regulation. The two allegedly got into an argument, which prompted the maskless man to leave. But according to police, the man is said to have returned roughly an hour later wearing a mask, but he took it off and the two men started another argument. Then he pulled a concealed revolver out of his pocket and shot the 20-year-old gas station worker. Wow. So, apparently just done with it. Now, again, you're German, you can get pretty angry. the tension heating up a little bit. I don't know German gun laws a whole terribly lot. I did a little Google search on it, or a DuckDuckGo search on it. And access to guns apparently in Germany is controlled by the German Weapon Act, which adheres to the European Firearms Directive that was enacted back in 1972, as they have some individuals being allowed to purchase firearms, but you have to go through a whole reign of red tape in order to do so, which means this individual went through the entire red hoops, went through everything in order to purchase this firearm, and yet still shot somebody because he just got heated during an emotional argument and wanted some type of vendetta or response. While we go through whatever, I haven't even followed it, whatever case here in the nation about the girl that went missing and they just found her and did the autopsy right now and trying to do the investigation on where her boyfriend is that supposedly killed her. I don't know the story. I don't really care about the story. I don't know why it made big national headlines, but we have, as Mark points out, every single day on this program that we have shootings every single weekend, every single day in Chicago, in Washington, D.C., and in New York City, and all these great metropolitan areas that have these restricted, crazy gun laws. And yet, the other side still doesn't get it through their thick skull. Stupid, uneducated skulls that this is not the issue, that more regulation is not the issue. You have a shooting at a gas station in Germany making international headlines because of how strict their gun laws are in the country of Germany, where a guy got mad over a face mask and had to go and shoot up a 20-year-old clerk because he was just telling him to abide by it, because obviously the 20-year-old just saying, hey, it's the company policy. I have nothing to do with this. I don't know how the conversation went. I'm just assuming that, hey, this is what we have to do. Just do it. Come on, man, comply. And the other guy said, ain't going to fly. And not only just left angry, but had to come back an hour later with a mask to take off the mask to make the point to pull out the firearm and actually shoot the guy after going through a rigorous series of governmental approvals in order to get a firearm in that nation. Tell me how left-wing progressive hacks in any way, shape, or form, how an additional gun regulation would have stopped that shooting in any way, shape, or form. It wouldn't have. Now, what they're going to say, because they're so delusional on the other side of the aisle, is that they're going to say, well, you know what? If we just wouldn't have had guns at all, then that wouldn't have happened. If we just wouldn't have any, we'd need to go back to post-World War II, where they banned all firearms in the nation, including for police officers in Germany. If we would have gone to that level, then we just wouldn't have had this issue. Because the guy, in an emotional state of rage, wouldn't have found some other way to make his point, because he didn't like the mask mandate and wanted to cause a vendetta, right? Wouldn't have done it in any way. It was only because he had an access to a firearm that was a rigorous process that got approved by the German government in order to have that concealed carry firearm, because they think that that would have solved it. It's delusional how far these guys go, because, again, it's just not far enough. Lots more coming up here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay here.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today. This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
I'm digging this rejoin music. I have noticed, I think, Mark obviously freshening up his imaging for the program, but a little bit edgier rock and roll. I dig that. Now, if you listen to my program, which you can find it on the social media at Hoosier Reason, HoosierReason.com, radio stations, TV stations, wherever you can find that if you're in those areas as well. I have been known and had some comments, even from listeners of this program as well, that I have the best bump music in radio. Because I enjoy that little bit of edgier stuff. But Mark, man, he's bringing it up. I dig that. So welcome back in. I may have to step up my game a little bit now as we continue to do this. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. You can find them armedamericanradio.org, armedamericannews.org as well. You can find me at HoosierReason.com. Last segment, and I want to go out on a positive note here. I know the frustration, and I see the comments in the chat room about the debate about vaccines, non-vaccines, people getting vaccinated, not, and the masks, and all these ridiculous mandates all over the place. Again, I don't want to go down that road, but I find it just ironic, again, that that's the dividing factor. It's not the gun takeaway right now, which it's going to be in the future. It's just not at this moment. But people all the way up to their ears if you know what I mean, with people just frustrated with these mandates. We see protests all over the world right now. We see this absurd, ridiculous mandates coming out of Australia right now as well, where they're abusing their citizens left and right, which is really, really scary. They've already taken their guns away. Now they're at that level. Our government here in the U.S. is going to use all the compliant people with COVID to use this to try and take away the firearms and kind of do it in reverse action here. And it could potentially work. So I want to leave you today with some positive news. Here's the good news. As I mentioned this headline, I saw right at the beginning of the show, and I wanted to bring this up because I think this is it's scary, but at the same time, it's good because no one else is going to report this except for here on Armed American Radio, armedamericanradio.org, armedamericannews.org, and with Mark's programs here. According to AmmoLand, a whopping 31.1% of all gun owners, estimated to be at roughly 25.3 million American adults, have used a gun in self-defense in some way, shape, or form, according to the 2021 National Firearms Survey at Georgetown University. The survey was designed, according to the Wall Street Journal. English released a draft in June, and the Wall Street Journal reports on his comments. Here's what they say. There are approximately 1.67 million defensive gun uses annually. In most cases, 82% of guns were not fired. Handguns are the most commonly used firearm in defense incidences. Slightly more than 9% of gun owners carry a handgun openly or conceal, always or almost always. And the majority, nearly 75%, of defensive gun uses take place outside the home, and 51% of them involve more than one assailant. Now, let's put this into perspective for you. This is something the mainstream media is not going to report on. And I first say it's scary that these numbers are so high because that many people have to use them. I'll say the positive side to this is that thank God we had the firearm to be able to use them. Can you imagine? 1.67 million defensive guns used annually, and a third of all gun owners in the nation, which is a large amount, by the way, the largest special interest group in the entire nation, of roughly 25.3 million Americans have used a gun in some way, shape, or form in self-defense, even if they didn't have to discharge it, which 82% of them did not, which is awesome stats, by the way. The fact that just having the presence of the firearm stopped the bad guys from doing bad things. Those are incredible numbers. Incredible numbers. Here's the better piece of news that I did plan on talking about that kind of tied into this beautifully today. So, you know, thank God for the universe on aligning that one for me. Here's according to the WashingtonExaminer.com. During the year of COVID, between January of 2019 and April of 2021, really the entire pandemic era, roughly 7.5 million people in this nation became first-time gun owners. Imagine that first time. We had, what was this story? This was done for the year of, I don't know, even know when this study was for. According to the survey, 32.5% of American adults owned a firearm. The breakdown, 57. I don't know when these stats were. Since January 2019, according to The Hill, nearly half of all U.S. buyers since the start of 2019 were women as well, with the demo there. Okay, so I'm assuming that's right around 2019, 2020, so roughly around the same time, but probably not included in this survey. Out of 25.3 million Americans, we now have an additional 7.5 million Americans that became first-time gun owners in this nation. Why? Concerns of government abuse, concerns of instability when the first shutdown happened and everybody's social distance and shutting down non-essential jobs, concerned about at the same time we had the Black Lives Matter radical left-wing progressive protests in this nation that really were violent and attacking people left and right in the streets. While we were sitting at home and not allowed to go into the public, we had thousands of people out in the streets trying to yell and shout because we're evil racists in this nation. So what happened? 7.5 million people ended up becoming first-time gun owners. 50% of them were women, and 40% of them were Black or Latino. The women and the minority populations growing massively in the firearm industry, wanting to take self-defense into their own hands. And with those stats, a third of the U.S. population needing to use that in self-defense in some way, shape, or form sometime in their life. And thank God they had those firearms. These are crazy numbers. Now, while the federal government's going to try and use the pandemic of, oh, look how compliant they are by really, really, really scaring them, we're going to use the same thing for the Second Amendment to try and take away those gun rights in the nation at some point as we continue on, while we hear stories about Beto O'Rourke Robert Francis O'Rourke out of Texas trying to run for governor to strip your gun rights away in the state of Texas. This is the numbers that we're seeing. These are the numbers that they don't want to know about. These are the numbers they don't want you to know about, because the media is not going to report this and say, wow, look how many wonderful law-abiding citizens are getting firearms, are using it in self-defense, and stopping bad guys. While crime is skyrocketing in this nation because maybe of economic turmoil with shutting down during COVID, maybe because of depression and mental health issues, because of being isolated and not having any human interaction over the last year, because of whatever issue that may be going on in this country, they're going to say, oh, look, they have access to firearms. We need to take away the firearms. One issue, snowballing into other issues, COVID leading to economic instability, leading to mental health issues, leading to an increase in crime rates, leading to an increase of assaults, leading to increase in suicides, leading to increase in whatever they try to pitch out, and how we're never going to see an end to the health crisis in this country. And they're going to say that the Second Amendment is part of that, which they've already started, while at the same time, the American public is showing a vastly different story than what the mainstream media and the left-wing talking points are actually trying to promote. More people wanting firearms. More people wanting to defend themselves. Women sick and tired of hearing about a Me Too movement and being assaulted at the grocery store with their kids wanting to make sure that they protect their children. Minorities fed up with the defund the police movements and calling cops pigs and trying to run police, the civic ones trying to keep civility in our society, running them out of communities. Antifa, Black Lives Matter causing havoc in the street in minority-run communities where they no longer feel safe. The Hispanic population having massive amounts of illegal immigrants coming in run by the cartels and all this other garbage where they feel unsafe in this nation right now. But it's just a white issue with people clinging on to their guns and Bible in the evil white privileged communities, right? Oh, no, this is hitting their own voter base, and the voting base is starting to wake up. This is positive, wonderful news, because the voting base is waking up. The minority population that normally gets bombarded with left-wing talking points, they're the ones going out getting new firearms, and the dynamic is changing. We are on the rise, and we are on the momentum right now on the conservative side. That does it for us today. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. I love doing it. Mark back at it tomorrow or Monday. Not sure what his schedule is, but until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. I'm Andy Hoosier. We'll see you on the radio again.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.